Amen. Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. If you're new, we've been going through the Ten Commandments. This is commandment number 8. So there are two more to come after this. So Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. Exodus 20 in the Old Testament is the list of the Ten Commandments. And this is commandment number 8. Thou shalt not steal. Very, very short and simple. So I've done a lot of study on this this week. And supposedly the experts claim that there is not a single person that has not stolen sometime in their life, either as a child, a teenager, or an adult. And I was going to survey, but I figured, I better not. So, in fact, I'll confess, I don't think for the last many, many, many years, but I know I have stolen in the past. I remember the first time I stole, I was 5 years old, and I stole a pack of gum with my grandmother at the grocery store. And to this day, I was probably only 5 years old, but to this day, I still feel guilt about stealing that 5-cent pack of gum back then. So, but stealing is huge. It's growing. More and more people are stealing than ever before. Oh, by the way, it's one of these commandments that we definitely want everyone else to follow, but not necessarily ourselves. Like, how many like being ripped off yourself? Someone stealing something you own. How many of you like that? See, no one likes being stolen from, okay? But many of us steal from others, okay? So this is one of those, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So here's some, this is kind of humorous a little bit here. Here's some of the ways we steal. How many of you have stolen a pen off of someone? Raise your hand, you guilty people. How many of you have had a pen stolen off of you? Yeah, see? All right, so there's how many you were in the grocery line or Walmart line, Target line, and it's, you know, it's backed up, and all of a sudden, someone opens up the register next door and says, hey, I can help. And you know that the people in front of you have been waiting longer, but you go, yeah, and you go in first in line. How many of you have done that? Yeah. Tell me who hasn't done that. Raise your hand. Yeah. Obviously, you don't shop. So. Now, this is interesting. I find this amazing. And, I mean, I had to check different sites to see that they claim this is true. That when you go to a motel or hotel, 30% of the people will steal towels or linen. I'm not talking about the little shampoo sample bottles or the soap. I'm talking about actual towels and linens and pillows, from blankets, from 30% of the guests. And I know some of you have done it. I've been in your home. I've seen those towels from Hilton or whatever. So this is called, have you ever, you're driving in the parking lot and you need a parking spot, and you see one on the other side, but you see another car's going for it too, but you zoom in ahead of them. The reason he likes that is he's an insurance man, and he likes this kind of stuff. This is more collection, more money, rates go up, we make out. So this is, how many of you have stolen a book? You didn't mean to steal it. You borrowed a book from someone and just never returned it. So let's put it this way. How many of you have lent a book out and you didn't get it back? Just about everyone. But yet no one has stolen a book. Interesting. So, okay. The average library in the United States has 500 books stolen from them every year. So I thought, very. Uh-oh, now I'm getting... Now you're getting personal, Pastor. How many of you have ripped off the IRS, the government? You know, you did some under-the-table transactions, and you should pay. And all right, we're going to do a quiz. So this is going to be a prize. Now, just humor me to see who is up to speed on theft knowledge. So everyone stand up. If you get the wrong answer, you sit. All right, so everyone has to start standing. And if you give a wrong answer, you have to sit. And you should be honest about this, because next week I'll be preaching on Thou Shalt Not Lie. All right, so how many bank robberies are there in the USA every year? Is it 1,000? Is it 3? Is it 5,000? How many say there's 1,000 bank robberies in the USA every year? Raise your hand. How many say there's 3? How many say there's 5,000? The 5,000 is correct? Yeah, I'm sorry. They want to sit fast. All right, you're in so far. What percentage of people get caught who rob banks? Is it 12%, 55%, or 98%? How many say it is 1, 12%? Raise your hand. How many say number 2, 55%? How many say number 3, 98%? 98% is correct. The rest of you sit out. All right, we're thinning out the amateurs. These are the Jeopardy contestants getting close. How many people shoplift in the USA? Is it 1 out of 11? Is it 1 out of 100? Is it 1 out of 1,000? People are voting already. All right, how many say it's 1 out of 11? Raise your hand. How many say 1 out of 100? How many say 1 out of 1,000? The answer is 1 out of 11, and it is growing. 1 out of 11 people shoplift at least once each year. In a church of 700, Mars Alliance, that means 60 people shoplift. And it's probably the one standing here. No, I know. How else would they know? I am kidding. I am sure our church is an exception. Okay. Who shoplifts more, men or women? Men, women, or the same? So how many say men? Raise your hand. How many say women? Raise your hand. How many say the same? Raise your hand. It is the same. Oh, man, is there anyone left? Once again, the candy is mine. This is about as far as the first service made it, too. Don't worry, if you made it to here, I had ways of eliminating you. What percentage of shoplifters are adults? The answer is number 2, 75% of shoplifters are adults. 25% are kids. Is shoplifting mainly a premeditated crime? The answer is no. For 5%, it is premeditated. Those are the people that really think about it and plan it and are very devious and scheming. But 95%, they don't plan to shoplift. They just show up and like, ooh, I think I could take that. And it goes in your pocket. Why do people shoplift? Is it for extra money? It turns out to be no. They can't afford to buy the item? No. The answer is none of the above, which is people shoplift because it gives them a high. Usually they're kind of down, depressed, and there's just this high. They don't sell it. They don't use it. They can feel bad afterwards, but for that moment, it's a high and a boost, and it feels good. In fact, drug addicts claim it gives the same kind of feel like a drug addiction. That's why it is very hard. Once people start shoplifting, it is very, very difficult to stop. What's the most stolen item? What do you think? What do you say? Gum? Yeah, I would have thought it was gum. But... Clothing? Yeah, I would think clothing. Supposedly it's meat. I don't know, I could see clothing, jewelry's high, cosmetics is high. What's the number one thing men steal? Tools. We steal tools, yeah. What is the penalty, according to the Bible, if you were caught stealing? Exodus 22. So I thought, this might be good. We don't practice this. Like, I have no idea. If you get caught shoplifting, what is the penalty? Don't answer. But I wonder what is the penalty today? Like, it's probably some kind of fine, but I'm guessing the fine goes to the government or something. I like what it was in the Old Testament here, and wonder if we follow this, if we would have less stealing. Exodus 22, verse 1, if a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox, and 4 sheep for the sheep. And then this is talking about if a thief breaks into your house at night. If a thief is caught breaking in and is struck so that he dies, self-defense, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed. But if it happens after sunrise, he is guilty of bloodshed. A thief must certainly make restitution. But if he has nothing, he must be sold to pay for his theft. If the stolen animal is found alive in his possessions, whether ox or donkey or sheep, he must pay back double. So let me see if I can explain the rules here to you. Let's say someone, my wife and I are into antiques, and we like antique clocks. And usually we buy antique clocks for $50 to $100. So let's say I have an antique clock that's $100, and you come and you steal that clock from our home. So you sell that clock. You don't have it. When you get caught, you already sold the clock off. I would, according to the scriptures, in some sense, you would pay 4 to 5 times that amount back to me. So not only would you pay for my $100 clock, but you're going to pay for 4 or 5 more clocks for me. Is everyone with me? Now, if you still have the clock in your possession and it's running okay, I not only get the clock back, but you owe me another clock too. So I get 2 clocks. If you don't have any money, so you can't pay me, let's say you got rid of it and you owe me 5 clocks, then you're sold. You have to work in order to raise that $500 to pay me back for the clocks, the 5 clocks you owe me. Does everyone follow that? I wonder if we follow that rule, if that would stop stealing. If you start with kids, because most people actually start often when they are children, if they have to pay back 4 to 5 times the amount, and if they don't have the money, they have to go to work somewhere to pay it back, and that would hurt, and I don't know, might lessen it. You don't have to turn to this. I wrote it out here. It's in Leviticus 6, 2 to 3. Suppose you cheat in a deal involving a security deposit, or you steal or commit fraud, or, and this is the part I want to look at, or you find lost property and lie about it. Most Americans believe there's a saying, finders, keepers, losers, weepers. You don't realize how much that is actually part of our culture in the United States. I told you stealing is going up and up and up. But there's a lot of people who actually believe if I find a wallet, and I don't know about you, in my wallet I got my driver's license, I've got credit cards, I've got personal information. The average wallet has about $150 in it. Anyone ever lose their wallet and not get it back or been, okay, some people? My wife one time went to Walmart in our van, and she took her wallet out of her purse to go into Walmart. You with me? Women have multiple purses, wallets, whatever. But she left the purse in sight in the van. So someone came and smashed the window of our van and stole the purse with all the diapers that were in it. Okay? Didn't get a wallet. But the window cost me $350 to fix. I was like, I want to put a sign on there. Please don't break the window. Here's $20 if you don't smash our window. So, they have done thorough tests about what percentage of people will return a lost wallet. So you find a lost wallet. Some people will say, oh, it's mine. And other people will say, no, it's not mine. I'm going to return it. What is that percentage? And the answer is 1 out of 7 will return the wallet. 1 out of 7. Isn't that? I mean, I find that amazing. Wow. What is it? There's one thing that this has been studied. And what they do is they go around cities, literally, and they drop wallets. And they watch people find the wallets. And then they record. But they do something to the wallet that increases the chances that someone will return your wallet to not 1 out of 7, but to 98%. And what is that? What is it that you can have in your wallet that 98% of the people will return the wallet to you? So you put a reward in your wallet. Look, I know there's $200 in this wallet, but if you return it, I'll give you a $20 reward. I was thinking, this wallet has some disease. You better return it, and I'll give you what the antidote is. But that's not what it is. Huh? A police identification? FBI? Yeah, that's a... Pictures of children. A baby picture. If you have pictures of children or a baby, people like, oh, how could I take this from this mom and dad? And 98% of the people will return the wallet. So when I was reading this whole study, they were like, even if your children are grown, gone, make sure I've got my grandchildren's pictures in there. Like, they'll think maybe they're mine. Deuteronomy 25. Deuteronomy chapter 25. Let me close with this one. Did you ever want to know if you're... The verse before talks about, can you go and order the salad bar at Eden Park? You get full, you go back to the salad bar, you fill up your plate, and then you ask for a doggy bag. Is that stealing or not? And that case is actually somewhat discussed in the Bible, believe it or not. So, but I won't tell you because we don't have time. Too bad. The answer is it is stealing. Okay. Is it stealing if you order a meal and you can't finish it and you get a doggy bag to take your steak home? No. Okay. So Deuteronomy 25, 13 to 17. Do not have two differing weights in your bag. One heavy, one light. Do not have two differing measures in your house, one large, one small. You must have accurate and honest weights and measures so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. For the Lord your God detests anyone who does these things, anyone who deals dishonestly. So like I was talking to Rich in the first service, like a giant eagle, the scales when they weigh your meat and food have to be analyzed and checked and certified. Gas pumps, I notice all gas pumps have to be inspected, because otherwise companies might try to rip you off. And instead of giving you 1 gallon, maybe they give you 0.9 gallon. You'll never know. And just enough to make millions of dollars extra. And so it's talking about dishonest people with scales, and you're kind of sneaky. Now, I'll tell you here's my story of an owner that owned a little deli. And a woman came in and she wanted is that a chicken or a turkey? Is it a turkey? Okay, so wanted a turkey. So the owner goes, she says, hey, can you get me a turkey? I'm having company. So the owner goes over to the freezer. He opens up the freezer. There's one turkey in there. And so he pulls out the turkey and he puts it on the scale. And he says, and I have no idea what turkeys weigh, but he says, so play with me. He says, oh, it's a 10-pound turkey. The woman goes, you know, I just don't know if 10 pounds is going to be enough with the company I have. I think if I could get a turkey that was closer to 15 pounds, that would be better. And so the man says, oh, no problem. He takes the 10-pound turkey off. He puts it back in the freezer and then pulls out the same turkey again and puts it on the scale. But he's learned that if he can tip his pinky, that it's hard to tell. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, look at that. It's almost 14 pounds, just what you want. And the woman says, you know, I'm thinking I may have extra company. I tell you what, I'll take both. Give me that 10-pound and that 14-pound. So, different weights. I warned some of the car salesmen. Men and women go to the salesman and say, hey, what's the best price you can give me on a car? Women will generally get a higher price than men on the car, okay? And in fact, there's studies that are out there that women pay more for exactly the same thing as men. Women pay more on 452 items. And most of those items are actually at Walmart and Target, like razors. There's companies in China that make razors. These are blue razors. These are pink razors. They're identical. Men use them here. Women use them on their legs. But they're the same exact razor. And they come in 5-pack. The men's razors will be cheaper than the women's razors. And on it goes like that. It's weird. It's like different measurements. And the last one, I'll close with this, is women pay 0.5% more on if they get the mortgage than if a man gets a mortgage. Now, this is totally off the side here from stealing. It turns out that the bank is not ripping off the women and giving any special deal to the woman as opposed to a man, but yet women pay 0.5% more for their mortgage than men do, which works out to about $30,000 or $40,000 more over the 30 years that they have an average mortgage. So why is that, that women pay 0.5% more, though the banks themselves are not giving two different rates to men and women? They're giving the same rate. I know, that's a puzzle, isn't it? So here's how it turns out. It turns out that here's how women get a mortgage. They go to their friend and say, hey, I need to get a mortgage for a house. Can you recommend a bank for me? And that person says, oh man, we use PNC. We love PNC. They'll treat you right. They gave us a good deal. Thank you. That's where I'm going. I'm going to PNC. And they get the rate from PNC. What do men do? What do men do? They shop it. They shop the rate. And so to men, it's like, I don't care if they're nice or not. I'm going 0.5% less. I don't care. And that's where I'm getting the mortgage. Okay. So I thought, women, this is, in some cases, it pays to shop and not just, oh, well, someone recommended them. They were really nice. On big issues, you may want to shop around. So we will pick this up next week. Father, I pray, Lord, I know I'm only halfway through this message, Lord, but I pray that you would help all of us and help those that may be trapped in stealing. And Lord, as we go on, we'll see how larger and greater it really is. I pray you would set people free, that, Lord, they would not get high on stealing, but they would get high on giving instead. Bless us as we close out. And, Lord, again, I want to thank you. When I think about giving, thank you for all the volunteers in the church that just serve in so many ways and just unbelievable giving hearts here. And I thank you for them. In your name we pray. Amen.